Page 136, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The introit. The lightnings lit up the world, the earth trembled and shook. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Behold, O God, our shield,
and look
upon the face of your anointed. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. The lightnings lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, good will toward men. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Who sits at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy. For you only are holy, you only are the Lord. You only, O Christ, with the Holy Spirit, are most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with our spirit.
Let us pray. O God, who in the glorious transfiguration of your only begotten Son, confirmed the mysteries of the faith by the testimony of the fathers, and who in the voice that came from that bright cloud did in a wonderful manner foreshow the adoption of sons, mercifully make and keep us co-heirs with the King of his glory, and bring us to the enjoyment of the same, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the Transfiguration of our Lord is from the 34th chapter of Exodus. Now it was so when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, and the two tablets of the testimony were in Moses' hand when he came down from the mountain, that Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. So when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. Then Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him, and Moses talked with them. Afterward, all the children of Israel came near, and he gave them as commandments all that the Lord had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. And when Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would take the veil off until he came out, and he would come out and speak to the children of Israel whatever he had been commanded. And whenever the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone, then Moses would put the veil on his face again until he went in to speak with him. This is the word of the Lord.
You are fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool.
The epistle is from the first chapter of 2 Peter. For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And we heard this voice, which came from heaven, when we were with him on the holy mountain. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed, as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 17th chapter. Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and do not be afraid. When they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. Now as they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, Tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. This is the Gospel of the Lord. The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Thank you. Our sermon text is from 1 Peter 4, 12 to 13. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning this fiery trial. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Number one, the Old Testament prophets foretold that the promised seed of the woman would be the divine Son of God. Through the Holy Scriptures, they told of the Messiah's coming. Deuteronomy 18 foretells that the Lord's going to send a prophet like Moses. And this prophet is not just another man, but of this Jesus, the Lord is going to require an accounting. It says, quote, I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren. I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him. Listen to Jesus and you will be saved. Refuse to listen to him and you will not be saved. The Old Testament Psalms tell us that one of David's kingly descendants would be God in human flesh. Psalm 110. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord God tells us that David's son is going to be his Lord. That is the Son of God. The prophet Isaiah tells us, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The Savior, Jesus Christ, will be the Mighty God. God's Old Testament proclaims that the Christ would be the divine Son of God. Number two, with his own words, our Savior clearly proclaims himself to be the divine Son of God. In John 10, verse 30, Christ proclaims, I and my Father are one. When Pilate asked Jesus, are you then the Son of God? Jesus answered, you rightly say that I am. And furthermore, when Peter confessed in Matthew 16, just 6 days before the transfiguration account today, saying, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus affirmed the truthfulness of St. Peter's confession, saying, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Jesus says that he is the divine Son of God. Three, by means of signs and miracles, Jesus revealed himself to be the divine Son of God. Last Sunday, we saw that Jesus turned the water into wine at the wedding of Cana, and it says that the disciples believed in him. When Jesus healed 10 lepers, the Samaritan came back and fell at Jesus' feet to worship him. You don't worship a man, you worship the divine Son of God. And not only does the casting out of demons show that Jesus has power over Satan and his minions, but Luke 4, 40 and 41 says, when the sun was setting and all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him, he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying out and saying, you are the Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them. He did not allow them to speak, for they knew he was the Christ. His miracles show he's the divine Son of God. Four, the apostles, who had been taught by Jesus for 3 years, all believed that Jesus was the Son of God in human flesh. The apostle St. Thomas professes after the resurrection, after he had touched his hands and his side, my Lord and my God. John 20. St. Mark, the apostle, begins his gospel with the title and first words, which are, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. John says, we beheld His glory. St. Paul begins the book of Romans with the words, Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which He promised before through His prophets in the Old Testament, concerning His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. The apostles declare it. I have spent the first almost 10 minutes documenting for you that Jesus is proclaimed to be the divine Son of God according to the Old Testament prophets, the words of Jesus, the miracles of Jesus, and the words of the New Testament apostles. Nevertheless, this documentation was not enough. Our Heavenly Father considered the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ to be so important for the foundation of our faith that, one, He wanted Himself to bear witness to it from heaven. And at the Transfiguration, the Father declares, "This is My beloved Son." He wanted us to know. Two, the Father wanted at least three of the apostles, Peter, James, and John, He wanted them to personally witness and record for us the account of the Transfiguration of Jesus on the mountain. Before Jesus had suffered, died, or risen from the dead, they got to see a vision of Jesus in all His glory. Now, not just words, not just miracles, which kind of point to His divinity, and we kind of go, oh, well, if He did this, then He must be. No, in accordance with the requirements that there must be two or three witnesses for something to be admissible in a court of law, the account of the Transfiguration vision is certifiably proof. Jesus. They got to see Him in His glory. St. John, who was there, later writes in the beginning of his gospel, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John said, I saw His glory, His divinity. St. Paul later writes, as it's recorded in today's epistle, for we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and majesty of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. The fact, we saw the vision. For He received from the Father honor and glory when such a voice came from Him, from the eternal glory, saying, this is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Our triune God provides us with the historic account of the Transfiguration of our Lord, so that, as St. Peter says in verses 19 through 21, and so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first, no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. The Transfiguration of our Lord Jesus provides believers with two things. First, we have the prophetic word confirmed. Yes, all the words and writings of the prophets and apostles have been confirmed by this certified and recorded vision. Everything which they said about the divine Son of God was right and true. Two, the Heavenly Father desires for us to build our faith upon this foundation of truth. The Father wants us to listen to His divine Son. So Peter tells us, you do well to heed What are we to heed? The prophetic word confirmed as a light shining in a dark place. The fact that Jesus is the divine Son of God illumines everything which we believe and trust in. Our God knew that we needed this vision for the strengthening of our faith. Nevertheless, the three apostles had to come down from the mountain. They had to leave the vision there. They looked up and they saw Jesus only. Well, similarly, we don't get to live among a visible kingdom. We don't get to have a mountaintop experience. We don't get to set up tents in heaven and bask in Jesus' divinity. We've got the vision. We've got the certified and recorded vision. And that we can't stay, that's okay. We don't need to stay. I mean, if we did need to, God would have provided that as well. But He didn't. What we needed was their vision proclaimed to us. We believe the prophetic word confirmed. And now, having believed that, we are to return to our everyday lives. Now, although Jesus told them they were not to speak of it until after the resurrection, they already knew the outcome. There's going to be a resurrection. They knew of the resurrection. They knew of Jesus Christ's victory over death when Moses and Elijah spoke about Jesus' exodus that was going to happen in Jerusalem. They got to see this heavenly glory of which Moses and Elijah eternally enjoyed because they too believed in Jesus. They are there cheering Him on. Go to Jerusalem. Go to the cross. Suffer and die for all of us. Now that we have this transfiguration vision, we can build our faith on the work of the divine Son of God. We trust that the divine Jesus, promised by the prophets and apostles, can and will give us an enjoyment of the heavenly glory. Jesus taught us to believe. Believe in Him for the forgiveness of sins. We will listen to Him. He taught us to be baptized and receive the adoption of sons. In this vision, we have Jesus, who is the Son, telling us, you will be adopted as sons. We will listen. The Father tells us, listen to His beloved Son. This Jesus will mercifully make and keep us as co-heirs. The one who now sits at the right hand of God has ascended His throne. He says, yeah, I will take you there. You too will rule with me. Through faith in Jesus, we are united with the King of His glory. Until then, well, we listen. We come to church. We hear the message. We listen to the scriptures read. We hear the sermons. We receive the sacraments. That's what we are given to do. But the vision is what we will receive at the end of this earthly life. And so we look forward. Our Jesus has worked out all things at Jerusalem, and what Moses and Elijah receive, we will receive. We build our faith upon the divine Son of God. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Page 143, we stand. Create in me a clean heart, O God, thanks.
that through the glorious transfiguration of your Son, you have given us a foretaste of the eternal glories, so that through our own suffering and death we may not fear to trust in Christ's words. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
have mercy. O Lord, give your people that touch of your forgiveness, that they may rise from the fear of sin each day and live new lives according to your word. Keep all pastors in Christ, including our Bishop James, our pastors Michael and Gary, from their own interpretation. Instead, carry them along with the Holy Spirit, so that they speak the prophetic word concerning Christ's exodus in Jerusalem, as did Moses and Elijah. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
give all those who have been entrusted with governing, our President Joe, our Vice President Kamala, Chief Justice John, our Governor J.P., and our Mayor Steve, federal and state legislators and all our judges, give them the determination to give themselves fully to their duties and responsibilities. Defend our military as they work to defend our nation. Grant protection to all those who risk their lives for the common good, especially the men and women serving in our armed forces, especially Danny, Jason, and Blake, as well as our police officers, Alex and Daniel. We ask that you would, if it is your will, to keep them from harm and danger. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
O God, whose compassions never fail, give healing to the sick, relief to the suffering, peace to the sorrowful, and mercy to every soul that is distressed, that they may find in you the help that only you can give them. For our son Carolyn, our elderly Violet Verdell, for the various needs of Caitlin, Jade, Kevin, Linda, Rebecca, Victor, Marcia, Tony, Gibb, Shirley, Priscilla, also with Mike, who's released from the hospital. For our students, Jonathan, Kirsten, Alexis, Sarah, Benjamin, Jacob, and Ashley. We also give thanks for 55 years of marriage for Pastor Jane, and we ask your blessing upon them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
have mercy. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Praising you and saying, Holy, 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 thank you for having had mercy on those that you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us through his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Should come under my roof, but only speak the word, and my soul shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The blood of our Lord Jesus, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve your body and soul into life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Therefore, God, your God, has blessed.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for the forgiveness of your sins. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord bless and keep you as a baptized child of God. Take and drink. This is the true blood. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat the true body of Christ given for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ given for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed for you. Take and drink. The true blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed for you. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ given for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ given for you. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Our lips as food, O Lord. May we possess in purity of heart what is given us in time be our healing for eternity. How devout was its healing while hearing the wisdom that Christ was revealing. For Jesus all earthly concern she did got in love and devotion to what Jesus taught. So my longings upward trending, Jesus rest alone on you. All my life on you depending, teach me what to will and do. Although all the world should forsake and forget you, in love I would follow, I'll never desert you. Words of your teaching, O Lord, are my life, my joy and my peace in this vain world of strife. Wisdom's highest, noblest treasure, Jesus is revealed in you.
Let me find in you my pleasure, make my will and actions true. Humanity there and simplicity reigning, in paths of true wisdom my steps ever training. If I learn from Jesus this knowledge divine, the blessings of heavenly wisdom is mine. Therefore you alone, my Savior, shall be all in all to me. Search I heart and my behavior, root out all hypocrisy. Through all my life's pilgrimage, guard and uphold me in loving forgiveness, O Jesus, enfold me. One thing is needful, all others are vain. I count all but loss that I Christ may obtain. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
God the Father, the fountain and source of all good, from loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh. We thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. We ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled to serve you constantly. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.